Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I wanted to talk about the power of LinkedIn as we enter 2024. I've talked about LinkedIn over the years. It's definitely the platform that I use the most for business at Circle Media. And I think if you're a professional in the CPG or beverage category, whatever role you're in, or if you're a brand that's trying to target consumers or B2B connections, remember behind every B2B is a B2C. So you're looking for consumers that will buy your products in their homes, potentially buyers at retailers that will buy your products for their stores, and really everything in between. It is such an important platform to use as a persona. This is not a platform that you can outsource to an agency. We get asked all the time, like, hey, can you add LinkedIn as one of our profiles? And my answer is always no. I think it is something that needs to be done by all of the marketing personnel at the brand. You have to be on there every day, leveraging it, understanding it, using it to your advantage, putting out content for your brand. So if you have important milestones, big momentum type things, acquisitions, new hires, new milestones, whatever it might be, your company should be putting that out as well as the individuals behind the company. I love if founders are involved, that they're highly active on LinkedIn. Even I have found founders that are like, you know, I founded this beverage brand, or, you know, this is my CPG brand, but I am just not a social media user. I get that, right? Like, you as a person just might not use Instagram or might not use TikTok, or philosophically might not just like how much of a time suck it is, whatever it might be. But LinkedIn, which has always been sort of the B2B platform, some people, you know, have their profiles on there. It's updated. They have people that connect with them from time to time. Many of them are dormant, which I think is a big mistake. But I'll even find some founders who are not into social, but are still a little bit active on LinkedIn. This year, I encourage you to go all in. It's such an important platform for connections, for learning. There is so much valuable content in and around CPG for every pain point that you might be experiencing. So it's an amazing opportunity to crowdsource information around co-packers, around marketing, around retailers, around packaging, whatever it might be. There's just such a treasure trove of information. And if you look for it on the LinkedIn platform, it's a little bit more curated than what you might find just going on Google, right? Because it's specific to the space, potentially coming from founders that you might trust. And so I recommend going on, reaching out to other founders in the CPG space. A beauty about this is that everyone seems to want each other to win. So reach out to other CPG founders. They're likely to accept. They're likely to engage. And then you have a little bit of an audience now that the algorithm sees you're connected to and maybe want to hear from. And so if you're a CPG brand doing X amount of $1 million in revenue, and there's another brand that you know is probably at a comparable life stage, it's great to get connected with them, see what they're up to, see what they're talking about, see what their brand is sharing, and just get some intel. Because if they're, you know, sharing that they found this amazing co-packer, maybe that's a co-packer that would be good for you. If they're working with a fantastic social media agency, maybe that's a good social media agency for you. So there's just great intel. It curates it. It makes it easier. It's more efficient. There's so many things that people at brands need to worry about, and LinkedIn can do a lot of heavy lifting for you. And it's a place that has low input with high upside. And so that input can be just consumption, but I think it should be consumption and contribution by the way of sharing content, thoughts, and things about your personal life, which is your professional journey, and a little bit about you as a human, which that line is getting blurred more and more. And living in that gray, I think, can be a key unlock for more social media and networking success in this year. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.